Aye, that was the objective at the start of the day. I would have liked the job to have been done quicker, but we got there in the end.
Yeah, it was a bit of a long wait for the second goal. How did you assess it up to that point?
Aye, listen, we had opportunities and we were wasteful, and we had complete domination of the ball, but you get nothing for that. You have to take your chances, and thankfully we get two late goals. They make it more comfortable for us in the end. The players that came on needed the work, and so it was basically planned beforehand. I think it was a lot of players got much needed minutes, and now everyone feels completely involved, and it's been great. It's been a big European victory with a clean sheet, a cup victory with a clean sheet, and it's been great to get everyone involved. And I thought, in particular, the enthusiasm Patrick McIlhenny showed coming onto the game. He's won so many trophies, and the quality that he showed, the enthusiasm he just gave us a completely different dimension, and that's why he's one of the top, if not the top player in the country, and it's great to be able to have him contributing in the later stages of the games, because you can see the impact that he can have. Diallo and Patching were always coming out after an hour because of the game the other night as well. So as I said, it's been a good exercise in relation to sharing the minutes around. I remember saying to the lads before the first round last year, you're four games away from the Aviva, the showpiece event, and today's about getting 25% of that job done, and we've done it, and why not win it back to back? It would be a monumental achievement, and you've got to be greedy for medals. Everyone, we have to be really greedy and try and because in 10, 15, 20 years' time, all you have to look back on is memories and medals. So I know it's really early to be talking about it, but our ambition is to go and try and win the cup, that's for sure. As I said, it's been great because lads who have needed minutes got it tonight, and we've got key players some minutes as well. So it's been a good exercise. You're right, it was literally about getting through the round, and now full focus will be on Thursday night.
Really, the benefit of a big squad came to four again today.
It is. We're actually in a good place, thank God. Touch wood. I shouldn't have said that out loud, but we have good numbers now available to us. Really good numbers and quality to match. So we're in a good place, the players will go and do a recovery session now this evening, have tomorrow off, and then we come in Tuesday, Wednesday to get ready for Thursday.
How have you thought that a couple of new guys have settled in?
You're never going to... Danny Mullen hasn't had a pre-season, Paul McMullen hasn't had a pre-season, so it's going to take them a wee bit of time, and they're getting up to speed, thankfully, and they're getting minutes under their legs. So listen, it always takes time when you come to a new club, but they're going to be big players for us, and we look forward to seeing what they're capable of in the games to come.
And very keen now for Thursday to come.
Looking forward to it. We have a lot of work to do tonight and tomorrow in relation for preparation and make sure that we're set up right, and we've a home advantage now on Thursday, so let's go and give it a rattle.